This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, in a speech at Hillsdale College, Andrew McCarthy told the story of leading the prosecution in 1993 of the terrorist cell that bombed the World Trade Center. At the time, other government officials told him that he should read nothing into the fact that all the men in the terrorist cell were Muslims. These officials explained that the terrorist actions weren't representative of Islam because, after all, it is a religion that encourages peace. The government also portrayed the leader of the terrorist cell, Omar Abdelrahman, as a wanton killer and unbalanced lunatic. Andrew McCarthy discovered he was anything but. He was a globally renowned scholar with a doctorate in Islamic jurisprudence from a major university in Egypt. That presented a problem. Andrew McCarthy needed to know enough about Islamic interpretation to press the case. He hoped to find inconsistency between what the Quran teaches and what the leader of the terrorist cell taught. What he found was alarming. Every time Omar Abdelrahman quoted the Quran or other Islamic sources, he quoted them accurately. When he said that scriptures command Muslims to strike terror into the hearts of Islam's enemies, the scriptures backed him up. When he said Allah enjoined all Muslims to wage war until Islamic law was established throughout the world, the scriptures backed him up. Andrew McCarthy discovered the flaw in the oft-repeated argument that Muslim terrorists are perverting the religion of Islam. They are accurately quoting verses from the Quran. That doesn't mean that all Muslims will be terrorists. Many do not even know of these passages or have been able to contextualize them. But it does illustrate why we cannot continually argue that radical Muslims who are calling for jihad are teaching something that is contrary to Islam. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you hear on Viewpoints by visiting pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.